Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School.
Today in Bajan History, June 13th, 1950, Wages Board Order. On this day, June 13, 1950, the House of Assembly debated and passed a resolution to approve the Wages Board Bridgetown Shop Assistance Order, effectively fixing the level of wages for shop assistants. The order, ostensibly designed to increase the level of wages paid to shop assistants working in stores in Broad, Swan, and Roebuck Streets, was keenly debated in the House of Assembly. Frank Walcott, Member of Parliament, and one of the leading trade unionists, piloted the resolution, explaining that the shop assistants were so scattered amongst the employers that it was difficult for the trade union to negotiate on their behalf. He argued that the order was also designed to assist those shop assistants in the dry goods division, especially those in Swan Street, who were working for wages as low as 10 shillings a week. Such a wage was little more than 1 shilling 6 pence per day, paid to agricultural workers 100 years earlier. In his contribution to the debate, E.D. Motley, member for the city, agreed with Walcott that it was a difficult thing for a government to fix wages, but wanted those shop assistants in the suburbs and beyond to be included. J.E.T. Branker, in supporting the resolution, castigated some Swan Street businesses for paying salaries as low as $8 per month. These businesses, he argued, were exploiting the shop assistants by employing them for 2 to 3 weeks to catch on. According to Branker, when they did not catch on, they were dismissed without pay, and another batch was brought on for the same purpose. Freddie Miller, in his contribution, wanted the shop assistants to be given holiday with pay, while L.E. Smith urged a government to ensure that the retailers were given a proper margin of profit. The order also made provision for a wages board, consisting of the Labour Commissioner as chairman, 3 persons representing the interests of the employers, and 3 representing the interests of the workers. Now 71 years since the passage of this order for Bridgetown shop assistance, government has again had to intervene to ensure a pay hike for the nation's poorest paid workers.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.